did you all meet?
Well, after I had graduated, I had a job managing a bookstore in Jackson. And it was a small shop. And Howard came in to buy books for his nieces and nephews.
And Christmas.
And it sort of went from there.
So you were helping him find children's? Do you remember any of the books?
Probably not. And at that time, I didn't have any children. I probably wasn't the greatest one to
ask
children's books. There were probably other books I would have done better with, but I must have done okay. I must have made an impression one way or the other.
So you bought books, and then what happened?
Well, there was an odd incident. Buddy of mine that was interested in motorcycles, I guess he called me to go visit her sister who was in the hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so we got reacquainted again, and probably after a month or two, we got married.
Wait, but you just skipped a bunch of things. You bought books and you got married. What was that like, dating in Mississippi? I mean, that was a pretty politically charged time with the civil rights. What was that like, dating?
We did get a lot of stares, and it really got to where, you know, that was a lot of fun, really, to, you know, catch people looking at you, you know, and look back mm-hmm. and get their reaction. Mm-hmm. But I think that the whole area was just so taken up with what was going on with the civil rights movement mm-hmm. at that time.
Yeah, so how long did you all date before you got married?
A month or two.
Oh, really?
It was really no more than maybe 2 months, 2.5 months tops.
Uh-huh,
yeah,
uh-huh,
something
uh-huh,
like that. Uh-huh.
But we were both over 21, so we didn't have to ask anybody.
Right. Can you tell me about how y'all got married?
We realized that we couldn't get married legally in Mississippi.
Why was that?
It was against the law.
Why was it against the law for the two of you to get married?
Well, in Mississippi, they had a so-called miscegenation law, which included Asians. Mm-hmm. But luckily, the guy who my boss reported to was a fairly liberal fellow, and he looked up in Alabama, and they messed up. They only excluded marriage between white and black. And so he sent me a letter and said, you guys can get married, because I had talked to him about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hopped in my Alfa and we drove down to Montgomery, Alabama.
And this is where now it seems it's really amazing, was that it was a Monday. It was the middle of July.
Mm-hmm.
And it was late afternoon. So by the time we got into Montgomery, then we had to go to the courthouse to get the license.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd already had we had to have blood tests. We'd had those done in Mississippi. So we present that and say that we want the license. And there were two little ladies behind the counter. And you could tell they thought, oh my gosh, what
Their
should
eyes
we
were
do?
As big as...
do we allow this? I don't know. And they go scurrying to the back of the building to find their supervisor, and they conferred, and finally they came back out, and they were told that they had to do it. So so we did get the license, and then we had to find a place to get married. So we just so bold. There it was on Monday afternoon, middle of July. Called up the Presbyterian Church downtown, and the pastor was there. And you just don't know how amazing that is, that a pastor would be in his office on Monday afternoon in the middle of the summer. But he was.
Right,
he said, come on over. And so we did, and we were married in the sanctuary, just him and the two of us.
Did y'all have any open hostility? Or?
I'd say we ignored him.
I think if people made remarks, a lot of times they were made more out of ignorance than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of the time we just treated most of it as just ignorance and fun.